It's 4:30 a.m. and dark, except for the fluorescent lights from the Pasco Fiesta food store nearby. A coach bus idles, waiting for workers to hop on. It's early, but for Miguel Cuevas, today is a big day in a campaign that's almost 10 years in the making. Cuevas is 67 and from Mexico. He worked at Ruby Ridge in Pasco for about 3 years feeding cows. He's one of the 12 workers on a legal case that started in 2009. Dairy workers claim they often worked more hours than they were paid at Ruby Ridge. They also allege that they didn't get meal and rest breaks. Dick and Ruby Benjen, the owners of the dairy, claim otherwise. The Benjens, in turn, filed a countersuit against the UFW for defamation. This month, a Franklin County judge found Ruby Ridge failed to provide those mandated meal and rest breaks for 7 of the 12 workers in the suit.
The dairy followed the law concerning rest breaks.
That's Daniel Barnhart. He represents Ruby Ridge and the owners. Barnhart compares the changing labor standards to a city changing the speed limit from 25 to 20, and then retroactively handing out speeding tickets. As for the workers on that bus, they're now in Seattle, where they're doing a 5-day fast in front of the Dairy Gold headquarters. I'm Esme Jimenez reporting.